This is For a Better Life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome once again to another program of For a Better Life. And we were talking about arrogance, and we talked about the reasons why people feel this negative emotion within themselves. One of the reasons were property. When you have wealth, you suddenly see that you become arrogant towards others who do not have the same wealth. And it needs practice. We need to practice to demolish this feeling of arrogance within ourselves. And we also mentioned the second reason. The second reason, except property, was knowledge. Knowledge that one obtains from university, from experience, from the Islamic seminaries. It inflicts all of us. It embraces all of us who are seeking knowledge, who are in the pursuit of knowledge. And knowledge is one of the reasons that we can get arrogance within us. Our arrogance can grow within us because of knowledge. And that kind of arrogance, which comes from knowledge, is actually worse than property. When one thinks that he is more important because of his knowledge, he looks down on others and considers himself to be, as the narration says, the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets. So me sitting here talking to you, dear brothers and sisters, who have studied in the Islamic seminaries of Qom, if I feel that I am the inheritor of the knowledge of the prophets, and I feel this arrogance coming within me, then this is a very dangerous path. It is dangerous when I think that others must obey me due to my knowledge. This danger is more evident for religious students than others, because in others, arrogance shows itself in a monetary situations. But with religious students or the students of the Islamic seminaries, arrogance shows itself in position, not in monetary situations, but in position. His nafs, the carnal soul that we always talk about, his nafs wants to be in a higher position. He says, I am more knowledgeable than him or her. I have studied more than he or she has. I have this degree. Position is in relation to faith and actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would only look upon your faith and your action. Those two combined. The knowledge that is important is the knowledge of Allah and the last day. It is a light found in one's heart that humbles him. But what if you have that knowledge and you just have that knowledge? You can come with thousands of reasons for why you believe in the last day, why you believe in the existence of Allah. But in your life, you don't practice it. You have arrogance within you. No matter how much knowledge we have, it is like a drop of water in respect to the ocean in regards to Imam Ali's knowledge. Imam Ali being the ocean here and we being the drops of water. We will admit this if we are rational beings. Look at what Imam alayhi salam, who is the source of knowledge, who is the holder of all fields of knowledge, does. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam said in Sahifatu Sajjadiyya, I am the least of the least and the lowest of the lowest. I am even smaller than an Adam. The infallible Imam said that he was smaller than the smallest thing in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's scale is piety. His criteria is piety, taqwa, student. Must not forget that he or she is needy, is in pure need and incapable. We are all in need to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He must not consider himself or herself better than others. As we said in previous programs, the verse of the noble Quran says, Ya ayyuha an-nas antumul fuqara ila Allah wallahu huwal ghaniyyul hamid. O mankind, you are the ones in need, in pure need, and Allah is the one free of any need. He is the praiseworthy.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
So we should not consider ourselves to be part of a special segment of the society and the rest of the people to be of a lower segment of the society. One would realize that the scale is something other than knowledge. One who is from a certain family, or in some societies from different tribes, a certain tribe, or from a certain country, in modern terms, we could call it a country. I come from this X country, and I look down upon other X countries because they are poor, they are undeveloped. Well, this can bring arrogance again. I discriminate between ethnicities. This is again racism. And here we have racism hand in hand with arrogance. Sometimes this even comes from family relations or countries. And we refrain from marrying people from different segments of the society because we consider them lower than ourselves. We refrain from marrying people from different economical classes. We refrain from marrying people from certain countries or cities or families and so on and so forth. Sometimes this arrogance comes from being a Sayyid, because I am a Sayyid. My name is Sayyid Wahid. I demand respect without deserving respect. I demand that everyone should say salam to me. Everyone should stand up for me. That is wrong. Even if I am a Sayyid, even if I am the descendant of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, I should deserve respect, earn respect. Even if I deserve respect and I do not receive respect, I should not fall in the ditch of feeling unhappy. I should continue with my life in happiness and ignore any disrespect. So we have to work upon ourselves. Such and such a Sayyid should not expect others to greet him only because he or she is a Sayyid or a Sayyida. Till next time, dear brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all to seek refuge in him from arrogance. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is on our knees. So all I need. All I need, all I need, oh, 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 oh. All I need, all I need, and I know that you see how much you mean to me. All I can be, and I know that you. Your love is all I need.